Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baxter with the author, the distinguished author Evan Thomas. His new book is Road to Surrender, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II. The three men we focused on, Henry Stimson, Secretary of War, who resigns on his 78th birthday, good for Henry, September of 1945. Foreign Minister Togo, who was sentenced to 20 years in prison, not hanged, sentenced to 20 years in prison. And then Tui Spots, Carl Spots, who becomes briefly Chief of Staff of the Air Force. We'll begin with Henry Stimson. It is your measure that Stimson, who opposed mass murder, did not believe in precision bombing, had great regrets about supervising a machine that turned out the two atomic weapons, came to change his mind at least about the Soviets, if not about the Japanese. Is that correct, Evan?
Yes, he went back and forth on the Soviets. He wanted to trust them there. When he first gets out, when he first retires, he goes to Truman and says, we need to trust them to share the weapon. About a year later, he, as the Cold War is now building up and this, and Stalin is just impossible and gobbling up Eastern Europe, Stimson ruefully, regretfully says, you can't trust the Russians, and I'm afraid the arms buildup is going to have to go up until they mend their own ways or the Soviet Union falls. And we mentioned that was a very long wait. It happened, but it was a long wait. And he's discouraged. He has feels some guilt that they were unable to end the war without a diplomatic solution, and they ended it with nuclear bombs. He feels guilty about that. He writes a vigorous defense of the decision, which is published after, first of all, there's an article in the New Yorker called Hiroshima by John Hersey, and it affects the country because it makes vivid, through human example, how terrible the atom bomb is. And people who had been for the bombs, because they ended World War II, suddenly go, oh, did we really have to do this? And Stimson authors a kind of a defense of Truman's policy and the establishment, if you will. We had to do it because it was the least horrific alternative. I mean, all the other choices were terrible. That's true. Stimson believes it, but he's guilty. He's bothered by this. He has a heart condition. He dies in 1950. He had a proud life and he did a lot of great things, but he's a bit sad at the end.
He had a theory called moral progress. Did he make the moral progress case with the atomic bomb or did he leave it out?
He thought that he was confounded by it. I mean, we were on this road to moral progress, but yet we have to use this weapon. He worried, this is very relevant to today, he worried that science was going to outrun human morality, that it was a race. And he feared that technology and science was going to outrun human morality. And he feared the bomb was an example of that. You know, as we struggle today with AI, I wonder what Henry Stimson would say about that.
Henry Stimson is a character from another age. I appreciate that. But I learned from you, Evan, that he was a character from another age in the age he was in. So it's very difficult to speculate how Harry Truman, a modern man in flashy suits, would regard Henry Stimson. You mentioned science, Tui Spots, Carl Spots. He makes that remark that you quote, that after the bombs are dropped, after the war ends, he believes that we should take the top 25 scientists in every nation and shoot them. What did he mean by that?
he was being dark. I mean, a dark humor. He was afraid of what we're talking about, that the race between science and humankind, science would win in a bad way. And the scientists, he's making an offhand dark humor remark that we should line up all the scientists and shoot them so they don't create more atom bombs or H-bombs or, today you might say, artificial intelligence. And so he's being darkly humorous, but, you know, he's getting at something that's real, which is there is a risk, and we face it now, and that the science, we won't be able to control our own science. It will control us.
He becomes the chief of staff of the Air Force for moments. Is he haunted? Does he have difficulty sleeping the way Henry Stimson does?
His granddaughter, Taddy Gresham, who knew him very well, would hear him padding around the house at night, moaning, because he was guilty. He took her aside before he died, and he said, I'm guilty about this. I feel terrible about it. He had to kill a lot of civilians. He was a soldier. He had the cold comfort of a soldier's duty, but it's a cold comfort. And no matter how tough you are and how tough-minded you are and how dutiful you are, if you have to kill hundreds of thousands of people, it's going to eat at you.
There were also the 26,000 who died in the skies over Europe that were on his mind. You make it clear that there were more U.S. Army Air Force losses over Europe than the Marine Corps lost in the war.
That surprised me. I mean, because we think of all those Marines dying on the beaches of those Pacific islands fighting the Japanese. Actually, more airmen were shot out of the sky in their airplanes over Germany in 1943, 44, 45, than all those Marines lost on those islands in the Pacific.
And Togo, sentenced to 20 years, not hanged, sentenced to 20 years. He leaves a book, doesn't he? Yes, he leaves a book to his family.
He does. He's funny. You would think there he is in prison, but he is between my three characters. He's the one who sort of dies peacefully because he believed that he had done his best to bring peace. It was an uphill road. He failed at it for a while, but he did have success. And so he is not haunted the way Spots or Stimson. He's not haunted in the same way. He dies of he had anemia, number of issues. He dies within 3 months of Stimson in 1950 as a prisoner.
And final 30 seconds, is Togo remembered in Japan today as a man who sought peace?
Togo is not particularly remembered today. He should be. His grandsons, who helped me with this work, wish that he would become so. Japanese are very ambivalent about World War II. They know they caused it, but we think that we caused it. You know, at Shigenori, at Yasukuni Shrine, it says the Americans started this. The plaque at Hiroshima said, no, actually, Japanese militarism did. So they're ambivalent about this terrible war, and they do not honor Togo. I think they should, but they don't.
The book is Road to Surrender, Three Men and the Countdown to the End of World War II. Evan Thomas is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At CBS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.